In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bread is easy. Bread's abundant. I can go to Aldi and buy a loaf of white bread for 89 cents. And they won't limit how much I can get. I can get a dozen loaves. And for a little more money, I could get Italian bread, French bread, Indian bread, pita bread, wheat bread, sprouted bread, sourdough bread. Bread is easy. Bread's abundant. We can thank our hardworking farmers and their amazing machines and chemicals that produce an abundance of wheat. Getting bread occupies very little of my time and efforts and thought. I don't even think about it, really. It's not expensive, and when Jeanette and I go to the store, we pick up a loaf of bread. Now, rewind history 2,000 years, and we see that in Jesus' time, bread was a big deal. There were no pesticides. There was limited fertilizers, no tractors, no half-million-dollar combines that can harvest and thresh out the wheat all at once. In Jesus' time, bread was back-breaking work. Sowing seeds, hoeing the weeds, praying for rain, waiting for the harvest time. And then the hard part started. Having to cut the grain with a sickle, bundle it up, carry it to the threshing floor, threshing the wheat to separate the grains of wheat from the chaff, and then taking a winnowing fork and throwing the wheat up in the air so that the chaff gets blown away. Then gathering up the grain, taking it to the mill where it's milled into flour between two heavy millstones. In Jesus' time, bread was difficult. People had to work hard and long and struggle to get bread. Rewind 1,500 years back in time to the time of Moses and the Exodus. The children of Israel have been freed from slavery to the Egyptians. They're in the wilderness on their way to the promised land. They have eaten the Passover lambs whose blood was painted over the doors to protect the children of Israel from God's plague of the death of the firstborn. Now the children of Israel are in the wilderness, and they're free, but they're hungry. And as difficult as the struggle is for bread when you're living in one area and able to farm, the struggle for bread for a moving band of migrants is pretty much impossible. The people are free, but the people are hungry, and their hunger overcomes their freedom. We can understand this. Hunger is a real motivator. The children of Israel are hungry and they cry out to Moses that they would rather have died in Egypt as slaves where they had enough to eat than die of hunger free in the wilderness. So God provides for the children of Israel in the wilderness. He rains down bread from heaven for the people to gather just enough for each day. God provides enough each day. Now, just prior to our gospel reading, Jesus feeds 5,000 men plus women and children in the wilderness. For these people who live in a constant struggle to get food, Jesus miraculously supplies abundant food. It's amazing. Jesus multiplies five loaves into an abundance of bread, like manna from heaven. The Lord supplies the Israelites with the bread that they need in the wilderness of Sinai. And the Lord supplies the crowds with the bread that they need in the wilderness by the Sea of Galilee. The Lord, out of his mercy, does this to meet the people's needs and to show them that he is indeed the Lord Almighty. It is a sign from God. Jesus feeds the 5,000 as a sign that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. The people who eat the bread see it as a sign that Jesus is an amazing bread machine. In our gospel reading from John, the crowds are following Jesus, but Jesus knows why they seek after him. The crowds are not looking for God in flesh or the Savior of the world. The crowds are not looking for the King of the Jews. The crowds are looking for a bread king. They're looking for someone to satisfy their physical hunger. And Jesus does satisfy their hunger, but it's a sign of what more he can do. Jesus tells them, "Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God has set his seal." Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life. The children of Israel are distracted by their physical hunger. They're unable to see the mighty things that God is doing for them in delivering them from slavery in Egypt. Their greatest hunger, their greatest need is for the Lord's salvation. They eat the flesh of the sacrificial Passover lambs and they're saved by the blood, but they forget what God is doing. God feeds them in the wilderness with bread from heaven, and they grow weary of what God is doing for them. They grow weary of God's salvation. They don't like the way God is saving them. It's slow and boring. They eat the manna from heaven, but then they lose sight of their total dependence on God. And that this is a sign of God's continuing love, and it's also a sign pointing them forward to the true bread of life, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is declared to be the Lamb of God at his baptism in the Jordan. And his blood is applied to the cross to protect you, to save you from your sins. Jesus provides bread for the multitude, and Jesus also is himself the bread of life. Jesus feeds you with the bread of his word and the bread of his own flesh, the flesh of the Lamb of God who shed his blood for you and was sacrificed for you. Now, people seeking Jesus, the bread machine, want to know what they need to be doing to do the works of God. And Jesus gives them a most unsatisfying answer. "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Jesus is the Lamb of God. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the true bread of heaven. To do the work of God is to believe in Jesus. Your salvation is totally dependent on Jesus. You are totally dependent on Jesus. Jesus came for you. Jesus came for all people. You hunger and thirst for righteousness, and Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Jesus was sealed by God the Father in his baptism. In baptism, you are sealed by God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You have been set apart from this world as one who knows the truth and is fed with the bread of life. The world is full of people who are desperately hungry for the food of eternal life, but often they don't even know it. People hunger for the bread of life, but they're so distracted by their other hungers, they can be unaware of their most important need. For many folks in the world, it may still be physical hunger that distracts, but not for most of us. In this land of abundance, most of us don't have to worry about going hungry. But there are a lot of other hungers that distract us. And hungers are not necessarily bad in themselves, but we can start to believe that Jesus' main purpose is to satisfy our hungers. Our physical hungers, our emotional hungers, our sexual hungers. We start to believe that Jesus wants us to be healthy, wealthy, wise, happy, and fulfilled. We have a desire for physical health, and that's a good thing, but that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is eternal life with God. The things that are most important to you are not the most important things to God. Physical, emotional, and sexual hungers are just temporary issues of this life. They are not the most important thing. And this is a hard teaching. People don't like this teaching. Jesus did not come to meet your every need the way you want him to meet it. Jesus came to meet your most important need. This teaching does not please the children of Israel in the wilderness of the Exodus, and they rebel against him. This teaching does not please the crowds that come to Jesus seeking bread. Most of them abandon him. This teaching does not please people today, and people leave the bread of life to try to satisfy their temporary hungers. People want Jesus to be easy, like going to the store to pick up a loaf of bread when you get hungry. Jesus is simple enough for a child, but he's not easy. People want Jesus to be a Jesus they can control and who does what they want when they want. People grow weary of God's means of salvation through baptism, the Word of God and Holy Communion. Oh, it's so slow and boring. People would rather satisfy their own hungers. People would rather decide for themselves what is sin and what is not. Folks would rather have a Jesus that would just stay out of their way unless they determine that they need him. People want to be a part of their own salvation by doing the works that they determine they should do. But the work of God is to believe in the one sent from heaven. It's simple enough for a child, but it's not easy. It's total dependence. Believe in Jesus. He is the bread of life. Jesus is life. Jesus is eternal life. Apart from Jesus, you do not have life. You are one with Jesus. One in him, one with him, one in baptism, and one in Holy Communion. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen.